Summing up. The kidneys. The human kidneys handle filtration of blood and production of urine. These two organs maintain the body's electrolyte balance. They also control the concentration and volume of extracellular fluids by eliminating excess solutes and preserving the ones that are useful or present in small quantities. They produce hormones for metabolism of calcium, vitamin D, and that stimulate production of red blood cells, erythropoietin. The kidneys are also highly vascularized. Each kidney presents an external cortical region, cortex, and an internal medullary region, medulla, organized in renal pyramids. Nephrons. The glomerulus is located in the cortex and is contained in Bowman's capsule. It is an intricate ball of capillaries wrapped in the extensions of the podocytes of the capsule. It filters blood plasma and transfers the filtrate into the renal tubule. The renal tubule is subdivided into the proximal convoluted tubule, loop of Hennel, and the distal convoluted tubule. The distal convoluted tubules of various nephrons come together in a collecting duct that ultimately empties into the renal pelvi. In the peritubular capillaries, an exchange takes place between the filtrate from the tubules and the extracellular fluid. Water and low molecular weight solutes are filtered through the capillary walls of the glomerulus by a passive process due to a boost in blood pressure. Reabsorption occurs in the cells that line the tubule by passive and active processes. Up to 98% of the volume of the filtrate, water, glucose, salts, and amino acids, is then put back into the blood. Secretion takes place in the cells of the renal tubule, which dispose of wastes remaining in the blood after filtration. Urine. Metabolism of proteins and nucleic acids leads to production of catabolites containing nitrogen and ammonia. Ammonia is highly toxic, and in humans it is transformed into urea and expelled with the urine following filtration of plasma, active secretion of substances, reabsorption of useful solutes. Urine exits the kidneys through the ureters, which flow into the urinary bladder, where the urine is stored and then expelled through the urethra. Urination is regulated by two sphincters at the base of the urethra. A smooth muscle controlled by the autonomous nervous system and a skeletal muscle controlled by the voluntary nervous system. Modulation. Under normal conditions, body fluids are isotonic. If there is an excess of water, they become hypertonic. And if water is lacking, they become hypotonic. The vertical osmotic gradient maintained in the interstitial fluid of the medulla makes it possible to produce urine at variable concentration, depending on the state of hydration. Countercurrent multiplication, which is made possible by the anatomy of Hennel's loop, is essential for generating the vertical osmotic gradient. Regulation. The kidneys must receive an adequate supply of blood at the right pressure to keep the glomerular filtration rate stable. The pressure reaching the kidneys is regulated by dilation of the afferent renal arterioles and by the hormone angiotensin. The hormone of vasopressin, ADH, regulates osmolarity and blood pressure. Release of ADH is regulated by osmoreceptors and tension receptors.